Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 62 degrees now. Hurricane Francine has made landfall on the Louisiana Gulf Coast, bringing dangerous conditions with it.
There are all kinds of watches and warnings being thrown at us right now. We've got a hurricane watch, tropical storm warning. We've got a flood watch, a flood warning, and a tornado watch. We've got all of the conditions coming in. The outer eye wall is now approaching into the Crescent City. That's going to drop a lot of rain, between 2 and 3 inches per hour. We are worried about some street flooding right here. We're worried, obviously, about the tornado threat. But we're also worried about the trees coming down, because last week we had as much as 12 to 13 inches of rain fall. Now we got Francine coming in. The soils are all just juiced up. The trees are loosened. The winds are coming in. Power outages are going to be a main concern. Reporting from Bourbon Street, I'm meteorologist Bob Van Dillen, Fox Weather.
A fatal crash in South Wichita last night. The call came in shortly after 9 p.m. near the intersection of 49th and 47th Street South in Seneca. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirming that a pedestrian was killed. No more information has been released. A woman is dead after a rollover crash on I-135 near Valley Center Wednesday afternoon. Several vehicles were involved. The Highway Patrol identifies the deceased as 21-year-old Caitlin Heyer of Sedgwick. One person suffered minor injuries in the accident. Suicide rates in Sedgwick County decreased 13% between 2022 and 2023.
That data was provided to the Sedgwick County Commission by Dr. Nicole Klaus, associate professor at the KU School of Medicine. She said while 94 people died from suicide in 2023, the death rates are the lowest in the county since 2015. Dr. Klaus says help is just a phone call away.
If you're in crisis or you have a friend or family member who's in crisis, help is available by calling 988 or the local suicide prevention line.
Males made up three-fourths of the deaths. Firearms were the most common method of suicide at 65%. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One of the biggest life stresses for people 34 and younger is relationship issues, while health challenges stress those 64 and older. An unlicensed Wichita child care provider has been barred from providing services until obtaining a license after a judge found her guilty of violating the Kansas Consumer Protection Act.
Monica Belfort, doing business as Tia's Child Care, was accused of violating the KCPA by acting as an unlicensed child care provider and using KDHE forms to present the appearance of being licensed. The court found these alleged violations to be deceptive. Belfort was ordered to pay $40,000 in civil penalties, as well as court costs and investigation fees. The court also permanently restricted Belfort from providing child care services in Kansas without first obtaining a license and from operating as a daycare facility until all costs and fees are paid. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials are working around the clock to battle dangerous wildfires in Nevada and California.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo urging folks to pay attention to updates and evacuation warnings from the Davis Fire south of Reno.
The wind's changing, the weather's changing, the number of personnel that you're addressing to the situation is changing. Everything is continuing to be dynamic.
The blaze ripping through nearly 6,000 acres and is 31% contained. California's airport fire in Orange and Riverside counties slashing through over 23,000 acres with zero containment.
There have been two civilian injuries reported, a medical issue and a burn patient, and we do not have updates on the status of those two civilians at this time.
Orange County Unified Incident Commander Kevin Fetterman noting 10 firefighters have suffered minor injuries. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The airport fire is one of four wildfires officials are battling in Southern California. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, and we are at 60 degrees. A teacher with Salina Public Schools has been placed on administrative leave after a student was injured in a weight room. The incident happened during a weightlifting class Tuesday at Salina's South Middle School. School officials released a statement that said, in part, that they are committed to conducting a thorough review. However, they are unable to provide further details at this time. The extent of the student's injuries has not been released. An online rumor has now spread across the globe, and a small town in Ohio is bearing the brunt of it.
Springfield, Ohio, just north of Dayton, has a population of about 58,000. Since 2020, 15,000 Haitian migrants have moved into the city. In recent weeks, however, an internet rumor has put the town in the national spotlight. The rumor gained even more attention when former President Donald Trump referenced it during Tuesday night's debate.
The people that came in, they're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Despite statements from Springfield City Manager and Republican Governor Mike DeWine, both denying any evidence to support these claims.
No credible evidence of that story of Haitians eating pets.
In Springfield, Brad Hamilton, Fox News.
Australia plans to set a legal age limit for social media because of fears over its effects on kids' health.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says social media is causing social harm.
I want to see kids off their devices and onto the footy fields and the swimming pools and the tennis courts. We want them to have real experiences with real people.
We're told the age limit will be set somewhere from 14 to 16. This comes after a parliamentary inquiry into the issue heard what was at times emotional testimony of the mental health impact on teens. The details will be announced later this year after a trial of age verification systems. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer is being credited with saving a woman's life in Nashville.
Rocker Bon Jovi was filming a music video Tuesday on a pedestrian bridge over the Cumberland River in Nashville when a distraught woman was spotted on the wrong side of the railing. Bon Jovi and a production assistant approached the woman slowly, engaging her in conversation, before finally helping her back across the railing and onto the bridge. Bon Jovi then embraced the woman, and together they walked to a safer part of the bridge. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions looking good so far this morning. But time to remind everybody, it hasn't started just yet, but yesterday they did start some road construction on K-96, and this is going to cause intermittent lane closures on K-96. Could be anywhere between Mays Road and I-235. Now, when I say that hasn't started, they started that work yesterday, but the work only goes on between 7 and 5. So it's from 7 to 5 every day, so here in about another hour, and want to watch out there on K96. You can see those intermittent lane closures. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.
Here's mine eastbound ramp.
Yeah.
From Kellogg to Rock Road, right over here by the shopping center, and the place I turn every morning is blocked. You can't use the ramp. I had to go up to Webb Road and come back around. First time in, what, 10, 15 years? So,
yeah.
There you go. A ramp is blocked. All right, let's check the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy skies. Not much change to the forecast just yet. A southeast breeze kicking up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's going to send us back up to a high of 89. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, 60 degrees, calm, no wind. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
The Dow closed up 124 points yesterday. S&P up 58. NASDAQ up 369. How about that? A good day on Wall Street at the close. And we had another sunny, warm day across South Central Kansas. Weather-wise, Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees. Normal high for the date, 85. Local precipitation running 7.7%, 7.7 inches below normal for this time of year.
Feet below normal.
Yeah. On the...
No, you're right, 7
feet,
inches.
Feet. Yeah, inches, right.
I guess it's the lake that's...
The lake's at 7 feet, yeah.
7 feet, yeah.
We've got sevens going on.
Yeah.
On this is the 12th day of September, and on this date in 2008, nature showered South Central Kansas with all kinds of attention. When numerous thunderstorms inundated the area with 5 to 12 inches of rain. I don't remember this, I guess. Hardest hit was Wichita, where the west, northwest, and north sides of the air capital were inundated by 10 to 12 inches. Mid-Continent Airport, now Eisenhower, set an all-time daily rainfall record by measuring 10.31 inches.
Rainiest day in Wichita history.
Yeah. On this date in 2008. That was quite a year, 2008. They had a lot going on. A lot. And on this date in 2013, Voyager 1, launched 36 years earlier, became the first man-made spacecraft ever to leave the solar system.
Isn't that amazing?
Where is it out there?
It's still going.
Still out there somewhere.
I know, yeah.
Just going through space then.
Moving away from us.
Yeah.
Into nothingness.
Whatever is out there. The shuttered Kansas prison, where the killers chronicled and Truman Capote's In Cold Blood were executed, is now a tourist attraction. Starting Friday, former wardens and corrections officers will lead two-hour tours of the stone-walled building in Lansing that first began housing inmates in the 1860s. Kansas City Star reported that the building was without purpose after the Kansas Department of Corrections opened the newly constructed Lansing Correctional Facility in the year 2020. But instead of demolishing that building, the Department of Corrections transferred control to the Lansing Historical Society and Museum. I'd like to see that. Would you like to see that?
I don't know.
I would.
It doesn't appeal to me very much.
Well, I mean, if you had a tour of people who knew about it, they've got some stories that are fantastic. I'd like to see it. We need to send a correspondent up there. Maybe you can go or I can go and do a report on it, but... You don't have any. Well, you've been to Alcatraz, right?
Yeah.
I thought Alcatraz was fascinating.
It's interesting.
Okay.
But it's on an island in San Francisco Harbor.
That's right.
It's not in Lansing, Kansas.
We have a.
For 2 hours. That seems a bit much as well.
Maybe they provide refreshing beverages along the way. An Israeli museum has put back on display a rare Bronze Era jar that a 4-year-old. Accidentally smashed. Remember this?
Yeah. It just got a big pile of Gorilla Glue and put it back together, right?
Apparently so. Last month, a family from northern Israel was visiting the museum when their youngest son tipped over the jar, smashing it into pieces.
Uh-oh.
Why the jar was sitting someplace where a 4-year-old could get to it, I don't know. Restoration experts were able to carefully piece the 35-year-old item back together.
No.
35 years old.
No. 3,500
years old.
There you
old.
Go.
I'm sorry. There you go. 3,500-year-old
jar.
Yeah. And the jar had been on display at Haifa's Hecht Museum for 35 years. The museum has tried to turn the incident into an educational opportunity.
Yeah.
After the accident, it invited the boy and his family on a special tour of the museum. And that concluded at the back door when they kicked him out. I put that part in myself. And said, get out of here. Where you got something like that, man? Huh. And you got a four-year-old? Yeah. Anyway, it's back. Like you said, super glue. Carefully put together.
Yeah. Good as new. Nobody will ever know.
Yeah. Who's around?
Exactly.
6:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And time for a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we got some football to talk about. Of course, college football. We have the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That's at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Big game in Manhattan tomorrow night for Kansas State. 14th-ranked K-State hosting 18th-ranked Arizona. Both teams are 2-0.
Wow.
So a lot to talk about with Coach Kleiman tonight on the eve of the K-State game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And in the pros, we are entering into week two already. It's Thursday night football tonight. It's in Miami. The Dolphins hosting the Buffalo Bills. Both teams are 1-0. 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite at home. The Kansas City Chiefs getting some criticism.
Baltimore Ravens linebacker Kyle Van Noy criticized the Kansas City Chiefs medical staff for being slow to respond to his eye injury during the team's season opener last week. Van Noy injured his right eye in the third quarter on Thursday night and said he was disappointed about how long it took for Chiefs doctors to see him in the locker room after he'd left the field. Van Noy spoke about the incident on his podcast Tuesday with retired defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, stating the Chiefs medical staff took an entire quarter to get down to talk to me in the locker room. A Chiefs spokesperson said the team had no comment on Van Noy's remarks, which also referenced the organization getting a failing grade for its training staff on the NFL Players Association report cards. Van Noy did not practice Wednesday. Coach John Harbaugh said this was a situation he was not getting involved in. I'm Jared Max.
Has this guy ever gone to his family physician? You know what it takes to see a doctor?
It's not the way it's supposed to work it's pro football. What,
does they have a waiting room in there? So you have to, they probably had
he was waiting all right.
They had some TV he could watch.
Doesn't sound like a good situation. Let's go to Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals in Yankee Stadium taking on the top team in the league, the Yankees. Twice the Royals had a lead, but they couldn't hold on. Blew it both times. The Yankees win it 4-3 in 11 innings. Yankees scored in both the bottom of the 10th and the bottom of the 11th to win it. All right, the Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium, and the Royals lost a game in their standings right now. So here's the deal. The Royals have a 4.5-game lead for a playoff spot with 15 games to go. It's an off day today for the Royals in the middle of their road trip. Let's go to the Minnesota Twins last night. The Twins at home hosting the Los Angeles Angels and a ton of former Wind Surge players helping the Twins last night, including Brooks Lee. The action on Bally Sports North.
Second hit this month for Castro. Ties the game, and now Brooks Lee smacks one to left center field in the gap. That won't be caught. That's going to roll and find the wall. Two runs will score. Lee will stop at second base. The Twins take the lead. It's 4-2 here at Target Field.
Smile on your face, a little happy haircut. Andre was telling us about it before the game. Just perfect. Head down at contact. Thought maybe he was going to have a chance at three, but you'll stop at second base and drive in two.
There you go. The former Wind Surge player, shortstop Brooks Lee, drove in 2 of the 6 runs. Twins beat the Angels 6-4. The winning pitcher out of the bullpen for the Twins, another Wind Surge guy, Cole Sands, working 2/3 innings, scoreless work. Got a 2.95 ERA, and he got the win. He is now 7-1 on the season, coming out of the bullpen for the Twins. Back-to-back wins for the Twins. Minnesota has a 3-game lead for a playoff spot with 16 games to go in the American League. Speaking of the Wind Surge, Wichita at home tonight after a 5-3 loss last night to Tulsa. Wichita hosting the Drillers, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Only 4 games to go in the season. In women's soccer, Friends University winning on the road at Baker, 4-0 yesterday. Back-to-back wins for Friends women's soccer. They're off to a 3-1 start on the season. And a happy birthday today to one of the all-time greats for the Kansas City Chiefs. How about free safety, Deron Cherry? Played his entire career, 11 years, with the Chiefs throughout the 1980s. 6-time Pro Bowl performer, 15 career fumble recoveries, third best in Chiefs history, 50 career interceptions, third all-time for the Chiefs. When he retired, that was in the top 20 all-time in the NFL. He's still in the top 40. And he was named to the Chiefs' 25-year all-time team. He was named to the NFL 1980s All-Decade Team. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Why is he not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Great question. Should be. But he's not even, he's never even been a finalist. So there, the committee just doesn't want him in.
Yeah,
and he didn't play on championship teams, so they kind of put his name at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
The guy was one of the great free safety of his era, maybe of all time. Ah, happy birthday to the Chiefs, Daron Cherry, one of the great free safeties. He is 65 years old today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Stephen Ted now, keeping it for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the weight loss plateau. You have been on that for about 10 years.
Yeah, you and me both.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Thursday morning. 60 degrees. Firefighters battled a building fire in South Wichita early today. Around 12:40, fire crews were called to the Paradise Inn at 2020 South Broadway. The report of a fire in room 101. Guests were evacuated from the motel. Traffic was blocked on Broadway for a time. The fire was pronounced under control at 12:58, about 20 minutes later. No injuries reported. Cause and damage are under investigation. Kansas Honor Flight marked a milestone Wednesday with a return of their 100th Honor Flight to the nation's capital. It's a program that has provided trips for more than 3,000 World War II, Korea, and Vietnam veterans at no charge to them. Veteran David Blake says he was able to connect with other veterans on the trip.
All these guys, we come from every walk of life, just everything you could imagine, but you've got an instant connection with the guy sitting next to you.
The Washington, D.C. visit brought back many emotions, memories, and healing for the 100 veterans on the flight.
Yesterday, marking 23 years since the terror attacks on 9/11.
At the World Trade Center site in New York City, President Biden, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, and Senator J.D. Vance attended the ceremony with families, first responders, and others in Lower Manhattan. They honored and remembered the nearly 3,000 people killed on that day, a pain and sorrow that never goes away. Kate Levy's father was killed that day. He was a New York City Fire Department lieutenant.
9/11 is about honoring and remembering all those people who are here and all those who are so selfless to run into those buildings. And I think that there's something to remember about unity and community that stays with me.
At the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan, I'm Eric Shawn, Fox News.
A national campaign launched by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council urging veterans to don't wait, reach out.
September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And a national campaign has been launched by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council urging veterans to don't wait, reach out.
The bravest person I know is my daughter, Cynthia.
One of the bravest things he ever did wasn't when he first enlisted. It was when he found his first support group.
I felt like I was lost and you gave me a place to stay.
She went on foreign soil. She went to war. But the bravest thing she did is when she asked for help.
The message acknowledges that it can be hard for veterans to reach out if they're struggling, but in the eyes of their loved ones, seeking help is an act of bravery. According to the latest data from the 23 National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report, 6,392 veterans lost their lives to suicide in 2021. If you're a veteran in crisis or concerned about one, you can contact the Veterans Crisis Line to receive confidential support. Dial 988, then press 1, or you can chat online by texting 838-255. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy skies. Not much change to the forecast just yet. A southeast breeze kicking up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's going to send us back up to a high of 89. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now a clear sky, calm, no wind, 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the Morning, September 12th. On this date in 1962, in a speech at Rice University in Houston, President John F. Kennedy reaffirmed his support for the manned space program, declaring, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard." Interesting talk that was going on in the early 60s. At that point, we were not heavily involved in Vietnam. We were not in World War II. And frankly, from what I can tell in history, and I was a young teenager, there was a perception that the nation had got a little flabby, a little. Mm-hmm. Well, Eisenhower years were pretty content, most of them.
Certainly.
And I think Jack Kennedy wanted to stir things up a little bit, get people going. And he did.
Was that considered pie in the sky talk by him, or did people really gravitate to it and say, yeah, let's do this?
I think people were on board. I was 11, 12 years old, so, you know.
I did that was a final question on Jeopardy. It said that in 1962, JFK, for this agency, said, did away with the 8-hour workday and instituted 24/7 work hours.
Oh.
It was for NASA.
Yeah,
he wanted to make sure they got to where they could do by the end of the decade.
The whole thing was, most of it was military.
Yeah.
If those people are in space, what can they do to us if we're, you know, if we don't have what they have? But anyway, Jack Kennedy, he did. People, you know, generations now, don't understand what it was like then. They don't understand.
No, it's different.
He's a good-looking guy with a good-looking wife, and he cheated on his old lady. Well, that's just stupid. I mean, the man inspired an entire generation.
He sure did.
I mean, there's some of us who still say, hey, I wonder what government would be like if they really had any energy in doing the right thing. Okay. Here you go, Ted. This one's a good one. A guy in Spain, okay, claims he's making very good money working as a professional wedding destroyer. Brides with cold feet supposedly hire him to show up and object so they don't have to go through with it.
So they don't have to be the one.
They don't have to, oh, I don't want to do this. They got cold feet, so he comes in, apparently makes a big, you know, fool of himself, and all of a sudden the wedding's off. Okay? He said it started as a joke.
And yet now it's a moneymaker.
He posted a silly ad.
He can find people that'll pay him to do it.
Hey. Offering to rescue brides from their wedding for 500 euros. That's about 550 bucks a pop. The kind of work you and I could do.
Seems low for that. I'd double that rate.
Then women actually started hiring him, and he's booked through the end of the year.
Well, it sounds like it's a pretty good gig for him.
Sounds like something for a movie, right?
Yeah, it does.
All right. 6:38 now, Stephen Tennant. It's a good way to make a living for everyone.
I guess, yeah.
Stephen Tennant in the Morning here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. We still have had very little cash cattle trade taking place in our feed yards. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures yesterday traded on both sides of unchanged during the early morning time period, but around noon, we saw buying push the cattle into new highs for the session and allowed positive closes. The feeder cattle actually had triple-digit gains yesterday. Now, once again, there was a lack of any fresh news to go along with the market direction. Lean hog futures traded mixed and closed positive. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, 62 cents higher at 176.95. October feeders up $2.10 at 237.50. And October lean hogs $1.20 higher at 79.75. Now, after some two-sided trading Wednesday, the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all closed positive. The corn and the soybean futures are still well below the highs that was scored last Friday. Now, the energy markets traded near or made new lows and then bounced to close positive yesterday. We saw the same action also in the Dow stock market also yesterday. Now, we're also looking this morning at positive trade. Matter of fact, the wheat market broke above the highs that were made last week. December Kansas City wheat is now 9.5 cents higher at 5.97¾. December corn 4 cents higher at 4.08¾. November bean 6¾ higher at 10.07¼. October crude oil $1.07 higher this morning at $68.38. December gold up $3.5 at $2,546. September S&P 7.5 now to make that 9 points higher at $5,570. September dollar index is 3 cents higher, 101.68. In September, Dow Jones futures up 66 points at 40,972. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I looked at the National Weather Service webpage this morning, and the part where it talks about the climate for Wichita, and we are now... seems like we're falling even more behind. We're like 7.7 inches behind our precipitation for this time of year. 7.7 inches. And I thought we made up some the other day, but apparently not much, if at all.
Well, it's like always. It depends on where they're, you know, picking their locations to look at that. But we're seeing a little bit later this morning the updated draft monitor come out. Last week, we was over 90% of some stage of a drought in the state of Kansas.
In all of Kansas?
Yes.
Like 90% of the state was in some... I got you.
Yes, in some stage of a drought, whether it was minor or moderate or even more severe.
Well, last week I had to time my mowing of my grass because it was so wet I couldn't get in there. And yesterday I go out to get my car and it's already getting dirty and the earth is cracking. It's terrible. Yeah. It's dry out there.
I think we've gone 12 or 13 days now without rain.
Is that right?
Is what the official total is, so we're not making up any ground.
What do we do? What do you think, Tom? Rain dance?
Well, let's give it a try.
All right. And yet we look back at 2 years ago, it was raining like hell. And back in 2008, we had 10 inches of rain in one day. So, you know, some years it's pouring and some years, like this year, it's not doing anything.
Great, Ted. You're right. In 2008, this is on our history today. 2008 on this date, Tom, we got more than 10 inches here in Wichita in one day. So, made a record. All right. Well... All right, we'll just keep an eye on things, and I'm sure something's going to happen soon. How about that?
Always does.
It's a very, very good, positive, and very general statement. Thank you, sir. 6:42 now, Stephen Taylor in the morning. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Can you afford to wait until 70 to draw Social Security? Nah. That's on the way, Stephen Taylor in the morning here on KNSS.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS 647, and... Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission hears an update on suicide numbers.
Two.
Two people dead after local traffic accidents. Pedestrian killed in South Wichita. rollover crash near Valley Center.
One.
Hurricane Francine is pounding the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and flooding in Louisiana. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras do show those traffic volumes pick up. We are also seeing some really heavy traffic right now northbound on K-15, and it's right at MacArthur. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low, 60. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 87 degrees. Now, clear sky, calm, 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Microsoft is taking blame following updates creating problems with vulnerable software.
Fox on Tech.
Microsoft admits to making a blunder with regard to its security updates, and to fix it, you need to update again. Microsoft admits to faults in its coding for a series of updates to Windows 10 it pushed earlier this year. Because of the code error, the updates not only didn't fix detected vulnerabilities, it actually caused a number of Windows 10 computers to revert to previous buggy versions of certain software, undoing a number of security patches. Some of those critical vulnerabilities are within the standalone Microsoft Publisher app. Microsoft says the fix is simply another update, ready now. The admission comes just as Microsoft this week gathered a meeting of the heads of cybersecurity companies such as CrowdStrike for a discussion about how third-party security apps would work with Windows in the future, an issue stemming from CrowdStrike's big fail earlier this year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, early drops, but a strong close.
Stocks closing higher with a boost from the tech sector. Investors also closely tracking a government inflation report. At the close, the Dow up 124 points, the S&P rising by 58, the NASDAQ spiking 369, or 2%. Traders started the day less optimistic after a government economic report showed core inflation ticking higher. That dimmed hopes that the Federal Reserve would cut rates by 50 basis points or a half percent. Otherwise, top-line CPI rose 2.5% on an annual basis in August. That's the lowest level in 2.5 years. The vast majority of higher prices is concentrated in the housing sector. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Can you afford to wait until the age of 70 to draw Social Security? That's the question. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, has the answer as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, as you may know, the earlier that you begin claiming your Social Security benefits, the lower your monthly benefit. Each month and year that you can wait, your benefit will grow. You'll receive about 8% per year for each year that you wait. So ideally, we want to wait until, you know, the longest as possible to trigger the benefit with the highest rate at age 70. But it's still a longevity guessing game as to when to file. We don't know how long we're going to live. We may have useful indications like our health history and relatives who have died early or perhaps lived long lives. So we need to make the best decision that we can with those factions. Unfortunately, most Americans make their Social Security benefits decisions without adequate due diligence. They just don't know. Many just take it when they leave their job, or they base that decision on false information about the saliency of the program. Now, a recent Schroeder survey found that nearly 90% of Americans are at least somewhat concerned about not knowing how best to generate income during retirement. 50% of those who participate in a workplace retirement plan said that their primary goal is to generate steady income. With so many Americans lagging in their retirement savings, waiting to collect Social Security benefits could add several hundred dollars to their monthly benefit every month, obviously. Well, this could amount to tens of thousands of dollars over their lifetimes than they could if they had taken a reduced benefit early. Leaving the workplace means the primary source of income is gone. Nearly 60% of the survey respondents said that losing their paycheck is concerning. 22% say it's terrifying. Just 10% said that they are confident that they would be able to replace at least 75% of their last paycheck in retirement income. About 40% said they probably could. Another 50% say they probably could not or absolutely could not come up with that amount. So it may be beneficial to wait a little bit. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600. And, of course, just one thing to add is that we can do a very thorough Social Security analysis to find out whether when is the best time to do it.
Good. I mean, so, just on a personal note, a time came for me to start thinking about that. It's about the time my older brother retired at the age of 62 and died 3 months later. So had a little bit of an impact on how I thought about that. But, you know, you mentioned that kind of experience.
Yeah, it is a longevity game. We're trying to guess when we're going to die, and we're trying to do the best we can to get the best benefit.
An estimated 67.1 million people watched the presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. That's a sharp increase from the June debate that eventually led to President Joe Biden dropping out of the race. The debate was run by ABC News, but Nielsen Company said it was shown on 17 different networks. And, of course, we had live coverage
right here on KNSS.
Yeah.
We probably generated a good 400,000 or 500,000 listeners right there. Don't you think?
Oh, 10 million.
At least. All right. Today is National Day of Encouragement.
You know what? I just want to tell you that I think that you're doing a great job.
Yeah, see, you're right.
I want to keep you going at it. So.
You know, encouragement is free. It never costs us anything to say a few words to inspire a student, a coworker, or a friend. Even a reassuring word to a stranger may make a difference in their lives. You know what? I'm just thinking about my wife and I last night went through the drive up at Mickey D's at McDonald's.
Okay.
And the young lady on the window was actually nice to us.
I've How had are many you doing nice today? Ones.
You know, and I'm thinking, well, what's going on with this? And then it was a QT this morning over here. Buy some cookies. Young woman was just bubbly.
Yeah.
Okay, are you having a nice, you know, that has an impact.
But you see, you remember that.
Yeah.
It has an impact.
It does have an impact.
Yeah.
And I've always said, you know, all this rhetoric that's been going on politically for several years, I've always said from the start, words mean something.
Yeah.
You throw them out there and they don't just echo, it means something to people.
And the way they're said.
Yes, the way they're said. So, hey, encouragement is always good.
Yesterday,
Jad encouraged me yesterday. He said, would you get out of here and leave me alone? He encouraged me to leave. So, no. Go ahead.
I wanted to encourage you Friday. Okay, we talked about this before. You know, you said you'd never had a pedicure before. And I said, men are getting them. And it's a great thing to do, and I want to go Friday with you guys.
Are you available right after
Ted gets off of work? We'll meet someplace. Then we'll go have a libation.
I don't even have a pet, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have a pet?
I talked it over with the missus.
Okay, she's going to let you go get your nails clipped.
I want to find out if it hurts or something, you know. And she said that I have permission.
You will be addicted, and you will be going every week now. Ted, are you available right after work tomorrow?
I am not.
Oh, come on. Oh,
I can put it off.
I might have to grow my nails another week for this.
Next Friday I'm not available either. I got soccer volleyball. Why didn't we do this in the summer when I had time? Now you're doing it and I'm busy every night.
Well, is there another night, like a Thursday?
That could probably rearrange.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll find another time, but we're going to do this.
Oh, I agree. We're going to get pictures,
and we're going to post it on the KNSS website.
Yeah, and we'll invite the other to the television media to come by and cover it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a big event. Steve McIntosh finally gets nails. Man gets nails cut after 30 years.
Yeah. Look at these ugly things.
Yeah, it's the old Howard Hughes.
Okay.
Biggest challenge for the.
All right. We're going to do it someday, but not today.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Hurricane Francine is hammering the Gulf Coast. That story and other news just ahead. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.